red. You're down between my legs, redhead, redhead. Reddy, won't you please just come and meet? Well, hey there. It's good to see you. Looks like those supplements have been working out for you. They've really added some height. Did you ever stop to be thankful that you're not jaundiced? Just imagine the yellow of your skin, the creamy color of your eyes. What a way to be, my darling. It's like I'm seeing you for the very first time. Everything is new and different, yet somehow comfortably the same, and as wonderful as it always was. What you've done, you've really opened my eyes and left me insatiable for more. And there's the fear. The fear that this may be a mistake, but I want to try it. Please, please, if you would just let me make a bad mistake with you, if only for tonight. So what'll it be? Will you back away? Or will the clock strike demon time o'clock on our inevitable debauchery? Yes, I said demon time o'clock. What of it? You believe me, don't you? And I know what that means. If you don't, oh boy, are you in for a treat. It's about time you learned. And if there's one thing I'm thorough about, it's instruction. Slowly, ever so slowly, ease yourself onto the table, face down and ass up. I slowly and lightly run my hands down your body, down your back, and over your ass, feeling you quiver under my touch as you softly moan. Good boy. Now, Mommy's going to get herself lubed up. Okay? Oh, my sweet darling. I know you can see how eager and tight and slick I am for you. Are you ready? Are you ready to slide your gorgeous leaky cock into me now? Do you like watching Mommy get all wet and warm and ready for you, baby? And judging by that look on your face, you're just loving this. Would you like for me to keep going? Just say the word. Oh, you'll have to speak up, baby. I want to hear exactly what you want me to do. You want me to suck your toes? If it'll show you I'm serious about this whole thing, I'll suck on whatever you want. Oh, you really seem to like that. Me talking dirty to you really does it for you, huh? Well, how would you feel? Well, so here's the thing. I'm going to show you this. What dirty talking does for me. Come here, sit down. Let me just get my mouth around you. Mmm. almost as much as I love tasting myself on you.
You love it when I do this to you. Take your cock into my mouth. Run my tongue over you. Our witness. Next together.
If only you weren't cuffed to the bedpost, you could taste it too. I guess you're just going to have to beg for it. Make you beg, whine, and moan like the desperate human that you are. Oh, just seeing how desperate you are for me makes me so fucking wet. Let me hear you beg, slave. Squirming, whimpering, so eager to be fucked right here, right now. You know exactly what I want to hear right now. So go on, say it. Come on now, my darling. Say it. Say that you love me. What? No. You love me just as much as I love you. If only I wasn't wearing this diabolical chastity belt. That constant empty edging. It's driving me so fucking insane, you know? Let it end, please. I need you. I need you to fill me with your cummy-wummies, mister. Please, mister. I need you to fill me up to the brim until my pussy overflows with your sweet cummy-wummies. I need it so badly. I can't wait any longer. I'll just make you come in me. Let me twist these nipples. Really get your toes curling. Come on. Come for me. I love how hard and pointing your nipples get when I play with them like this. And yes, baby, if you don't come, I'm gonna spell dickle blam on your quivering cock over and over with my salacious tongue. However, if you do come, you'll leave me no other choice than to put on this little black harness. And I guess you know what that means, don't you?
It means you're in charge and you can do anything you want. And I mean anything.
Seriously. Well, I've only ever seen it done. We're very flexible, but if it's what you want, I'm okay with it. And to be fair, I've always said I'm willing to try to do new things, especially with you. That's what you want, isn't it?
So let's just do this, Dad.
Hand me the guacamole, and I'll cut you really good.
Yes, yes. It's a bit on the chunky side. It's a bit on the chunky side, but you've got to trust my abuela on this. There's no better guac for the job.
Besides, we both know you wouldn't be here if you didn't like it that way. I'm gonna take care of you, baby. I want to make you feel so good. And soon enough, you'll be begging to smash this fucking nasty-ass roast beef fucking pussy hole.
Want to take a whiff, baby? Come on. Don't be shy. I don't bite
much. You seem really nervous tonight. Is everything all right? I promise. I'm not a vampire or anything. Maybe.
Yay. Vampires are real. Bigfoot is real too. He tried to eat my ass. Kind of a pushy fellow. But he cooks. He cooks a mean poutine. Well, they wouldn't be legends, and instead myths, if they weren't real, huh? I mean, sure, you all have gotten some things wrong. Amelia is very cross with how time turned her and her knights into men. And yes, it was Queen Amelia.
Figuratively speaking, of course, time didn't magically enchant Her Majesty Amelia and her knights to change their gender. No, but still, whether she wanted it or not, the queen grew to be more clever, fierce, and dare I say dominant than any man in the kingdom. Truly, it is said that there is no sight more magnificent, more awe-inspiring, nor more ferocious than a charge of Her Majesty's cavaliers, bedecked in the splendour of their battle harness, their iron war-cocks out thrust to seek the bodies of her enemies and impale them on the rigid symbols of feminine might. Among those who had to deal with this new-found dominance firsthand was one of Queen Amelia's most trusted advisers. As she became more and more commanding, he found that his advice seemed not to get through to her any longer.
What? Why are you rolling your eyes at me? I'm not being dramatic. If you don't take this seriously, I am going to unzip your pants, take out your cock, and snap it in half. Oh, yes, I will. Just like a little baby carrot. Snap, snap, snap. Don't you understand what we are really up against? This is what they will write about in books for our future generations to read about. Just think of what that means for a moment. All those things, like the little chance meetings, and dreams, and lives, and loves, and orgasms that will be affected by what we do. Both of us here, in this room tonight. So let's go for it. Really just go for it. Throw caution in our clothes to the wind. Embrace each other in passionate, animalistic euphoria. And create that ripple through time. Oh, being completely, oh, naked in your arms makes me feel so warm and safe. Oh, and wait, hold on, no, not that there, that's my secret stash of sex toys. You weren't supposed to reach that far back, but since you've opened it, see anything you'd like to try? Well, you are making me blush. But if you want to try this toy, well, why not? But I must warn you, I have no reason to believe that this time would be any different. The last time I used this toy, I closed my eyes, I braced myself, and I got on all fours. Shit, I don't know how to turn it off. Okay. You might be bringing out a side of me you haven't seen before. I mean, I know we haven't really talked about it, but I may have a bit of history with this type of toy. And lucky you, my sweet boy. By the end of the night, you'll have quite the experience to remember it by.
So why don't you be a good boy and just cut the bullshit? I know you like that. And if you have to put up a fight, come on, baby. Relax and stop struggling. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Yes, baby. Relax now. Oh, come on, baby. Let me in.
That's it. My sweet little sacrificial chaos entity. Spread those thick, juicy tentacles and open yourself up to the power of Cthulhu. As you open up completely, feel how your chaotic invertebrate soul whirls in a time tunnel. And I transform into a gorgeous vampire biting your ear. Our souls swirl around each other and become entangled in a fiery embrace. We lose ourselves in our passion as the time tunnel hurls us away, as they are entangled in fiery passion, focusing on nothing but the pleasure. A force rips them out of the time tunnel, and they both land in different places.
Shocked, we looked around at these unfamiliar places. Suddenly, the passion we had once felt had now turned to... fear. Fear of the unknown.
And so all that time avoiding our feelings, blocking ourselves off, repeated as rote, was rendered useless in seconds. But what I knew was that I still wanted it bad. I wanted it more badly than anything I've ever wanted before. The desperate ache, gnawing. Gnawing at my core.
So, please, won't you let me play with it?
Put it in my mouth.
Slap it against my cheeks. Thank you, sir. Your cock. It tastes so good. Oh. I love how it feels in my mouth. I think I could get addicted to this.
Ooh, addicted to the most delicious taste of this sweet, sweet cock. Please, please, sir. Wipe it against my tongue. Pretty, please. Please.
Gosh, I can't believe we just met, and I'm already so enthralled by how much you're turning me on. Wait, no, don't come yet. I want you inside me. I want you inside me now, so we can come together. Here, let me just climb on top of you. My tits.
covering over your face. You like the view? Oh, and now... Ooh. Let me slide you inside me. Wait. Oh. Oh, fuck. I missed. Let me just... Oh, god damn it, every time. Okay. I think that'll work. Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Fuck time. Fuck. Oh. Can you feel how wet?
Before me, I swear to God, I will hurt you in ways you can't pronounce. Yes, I said what I meant. Pronounce. You won't be able to pronounce the horrible things I'll do to you. Okay, that's better. Hold that cum, because when I want it, I'm going to get it. But don't worry. Once I come all over this cock, you can bust your load inside me, and you'll be mine forever. Now thrust before I change my mind. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, this feels so good. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, come with me. Oh, fucking come with me. Ah! Oh, yes, that's what I said. Come with me. Good. Whew. All right. And then put your pants on and come with me to the store, too. We've got to get some chicken and carrots and stuff to make a pot pie.